Now let's get started. Okay, so we'll go and click Flash ActionScript 3 file, create new. And this is going to be very quick and simple. So we'll go into the text field, or on the main timeline, and the first, on the only layer there, in the first keyframe, we'll highlight the text tool and we'll drag out a dynamic text field. And we want it black, that's good. Let's put it into place. Let's just give it an instance name of my text to keep it simple. Okay, so that's where our information will render. And let's make the height about 100 here. Okay, perfect. Okay, so now let's put this on the bottom. Now that has an instance name. Let's make an actions layer. And we'll just name this one text. And on the actions layer, let's go ahead and write ourselves a little comment here. And we're going to set the variable name for the class path definition. So claim var external file colon, and let's use the name that's going to be our class name inside of the external file. So let's just make it my sample, and that's what we'll make it in the external action script file. And the reason why equals, and we'll just put Adam in there for now. And then one last line, and that's it for this side of things, or for the SWF side of things here, or inside the FLA. So we'll say my text, which is what we gave that dynamic text field we created on stage, an instance name dot text equals external file. So we can just grab this. We're going to communicate with the external file here. Dot and whatever function we want to run on the my name variable. So we'll type in the function name will be combine text, and we haven't created it yet, but that's the name we'll give it. You'll see that in a second. MyName. So that's the my name variable. It's going to go right in there. It's going to get sent into the external file. And so that's it, basically, for your for this example, is those three lines. So now we're going to create, well, let's go ahead and file, save as, and save this main Flash file on the desktop as AS3 dynamic external classes. Save it on the desktop. Okay, now all I have to do is create a simple ActionScript file to communicate with this main file. Okay, let's go to File, New, ActionScript File, and let's type in the word package. Now let's nest it, bring it down, close the nest. Now inside of the package, go down two lines, type in public class. This is going to be the main class here, my sample. Because in our Flash file right here, we named it my sample. So this script, we're also going to name this whole file my sample. Now let's go ahead and nest this one off, close it. Bring this one up a little bit. And inside of the class, we're going to need that function that we defined here. It's called combine text, and it's going to have that dynamic variable going into it. So let's go ahead and copy this. Let's go down a couple of lines here. Type in public function. Give it the name. And now here, we're going to access the myName variable. And by default, we're going to give it a value of nothing by claiming by typing in two double quotes there, so there's nothing in between them. And then colon, string, curly brace, and then let's go down and close this nest off for the function, that curly brace there, and let's just type in close function so we can see what we're doing real nice. Close class, and right here it's close package. Okay, now we're going to claim some variables inside the class for some text. Remember I told you we're going to dynamically render a sentence, so text line 1 will be our first variable. This is a string, and it's going to equal space knows how to make. Now the next one's going to be very similar, which we'll see. Go down. This is text line 2. Control C and V. Control C and Control V are copy and paste. You guys know that. And then this one will be a different part of the sentence. This will be reusable dynamic code files. In Flash. So, let's see, we're going to need one more var here. Say var text combined. Let's make it a string variable and don't claim anything on it yet. We'll just claim the variable, but we won't give it a value just yet. I'm going to give it a value down here. Now we say text combined. This is going to be so simple. Text combined equals my name, so it's going to say Adam, plus text line 1, plus text line 2. Close it off with a semicolon, and now the next line will just return text combined to the Flash stage, the main file. Now we can access that variable, text combined. And that's what we placed. Okay. Yep, so when the external file comes to that text string, this value of this combined sentence. So we return combined text, and that is the value that gets placed inside where we're rendering out this text, this dynamic text field here. Gets placed right there. So we just claim external file and then the function name, and the function runs right here at this point. And that's why we get that returned value. And let's go ahead and save this as my sample. So we'll go to File, Save As, the desktop, my sample, save, and let's see if this thing works. And then maybe we'll talk about it some more. If it doesn't, we'll see what we did wrong. Okay, works fine. This is in the browser. When I pressed F12 to publish, it says Adam knows how to make reusable dynamic code in Flash files.